Well, he agreed to that. Atta continued to do the housework, and I gave him his meals as I said I would. I taught Atta how to make one or two dishes I knew he was fond of. He did not paint much. He wandered about the hills and bathed in the stream, and he sat about the front looking at the lagoon, and at sunset he would go down and look at Maria. He used to go fishing on the reef. He loved to moon about the harbour talking to the natives. He was a nice, quiet fellow. And every evening after dinner he would go down to the annex with Atta. I saw he was longing to get away to the bush, and at the end of the month I asked him what he intended to do. He said if Atta was willing to go, he was willing to go with us. So I gave them a wedding dinner. I cooked it with my own hands. I gave them a pea soup and lobster à la portugaise and a curry and a coconut salad. You've never had one of my coconut salads, have you? I must make you one before you go. And then I made them an ice. We had all the champagne we could drink and liqueurs to follow. Oh, I'd made up my mind to do things well. And afterwards we danced in the drawing room. I was not so fat then, and I always loved dancing.